This is KUT
Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. May 15th is the last day to file a protest with the Appraisal Review Board for property taxes for the current year. Well, technically it's May 15th, or no later than 30 days after the Travis Central Appraisal District sends a notice of appraised value, whichever is later. Notice of appraised value, what's that, you ask? You know, it's that notice that homeowners get each year outlining the appraised value of a property. Now, of course, that appraised value is usually not the same as the market value. Yeah, I know, this gets pretty dense. And most homeowners in Central Texas really just want to know why their home's appraised value and property taxes seem to go up each year. I talked recently with Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart to walk us through the process. It actually starts with an office that's not part of the City of Austin or Travis County.
It is not a county entity. Travis Central Appraisal District, like the other central appraisal districts established by the state legislature, actually is a standalone government unit into which taxing entities like Travis County or the school district or the City of Austin request that the Central Appraisal District do their appraisals. The Travis Central Appraisal District has a board that's comprised of all of the a number of the entities for which it does appraisals. So it appraises for municipal utility districts. It appraises for the City of Marble Falls. it appraises for the Eanes School District, as well as the City of Austin and Travis County and the ones that we're more familiar with.
So the Travis Central Appraisal District will go do its work, which I think for most of us, that's assessing the value of a property, of a home. And then do they turn around and give that information to Travis County, which then uses that to calculate property taxes?
The Central Appraisal District does their appraisals of all properties, whether it's commercial or residential property. And then they provide not only the property owner, but also the taxing authorities, the information that they gather.
So the Central Appraisal District has provided the numbers to the county. Then what does the county do with that? With that information?
First, we calculate what the effective tax rate is, which means what would be the tax rate to collect the exact same amount that we collected last year. Because we're a growing area, that effective tax rate is always lower than what the tax rate was the year before.
So the rate is lower because the values are going up. So to collect that same amount, you can lower the rate, but come out with the same amount at the end.
Right. It's lower for two reasons. One is that property values are going up, but two, a lot more properties are being built.
Sometimes don't you want to raise more because the county's growing, you need to provide more services. Wouldn't you need that final number to be higher sometimes?
So what Travis County's policy is, what our practice has been for a number of years, is that first we calculate the effective tax rate, what would be the rate to bring in the exact same amount. And then using TCAD's appraisal data, we figure out what 3-4% above effective would bring in revenue, and whether that's enough to cover our growth in services. If it's not, we look at what tax rate would be necessary to cover it. But we try and stay within 3-4% above effective.
So when homeowners in Travis County, and I'm going to hasten to add, I am one as we have this discussion, get that statement in the mail and go, how is my house valued X thousand dollars higher this year than last year? And then look at the property taxes I have to pay now. Where should they direct their, what often is frustration and anger when that happens?
You know, we're the victims of our own success. Anyone who has sold a home recently will find that their home sells for more than the tax appraisal district actually appraised it at. The fairest tax system is the most accurate appraised system. So you want accurate appraisals so that your tax system will be maximally fair. If we believe, and apparently we do, that property taxes is the best way to fund local government, you want to make sure that those properties are fairly and accurately appraised. One issue we have is that commercial property appraisal is not as accurate as residential property appraisal. Maria Kriegler, who's the appraiser, will tell you that she's pretty close to, you know, she's in the 90th percentile for accuracy on home appraisals because there's a lot more churn and a lot more people come in and protest their residential properties. So she has a lot more information about the market. She's, as all appraisers in Texas, public appraisers are statutorily barred from using real estate data. Your common garden variety realtor can get sales data, but a public appraiser is barred by statute from using sales data. There's even criminal penalties for using sales data.
What I imagine also comes into the minds of many homeowners when they're looking at their statement or they're sort of planning for the year and thinking about this is, but wait a minute, didn't I just hear that XYZ business got a tax break for coming to the area or so-and-so business got an incentive? How do you feel about that as a practice, knowing what homeowners face with these bills going up every year?
Travis County gives a 20% homestead exemption to all residential property owners. If you live in your home, you get 20% lopped off your taxes. Not all of the governmental entities do that. Commercial properties are much harder to appraise. They guard their valuations much more zealously. The deals in the transactions that move a commercial property from one person's ownership to another are getting more and more complex. I think, conservatively speaking, the accuracy on commercial properties is probably only in the 60 or 70th percentile, which means residential property owners are paying a higher percentage of the overall cost of government than commercial property owners.
What's the ceiling here for homeowners in Travis County? It just feels like there's got to be a breaking point where people are going to start saying, I can't swing this anymore if it's going to go up and up each year.
That is a real hard nut to bust. Property taxes is not a very fair way to fund government, but that's the way the state tells us to fund it. The largest property taxing governmental entity represented on your tax bill is the state. It's hidden in your school district tax. The state actually takes more in property tax from Austin residents than the school district, the city, or the county.
Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you for yours. I really appreciate it.
Jennifer Staten, KUT News.